Well, I've been informed this morning by an official from the Department of Communications that the tender has been awarded. Obviously, the detail of that will have to emerge in due course. But the important thing for not alone the area of Greencastle, Mobile and North and East Denishawn, this is a wider piece of infrastructure that serves so much business and so much tourist interest, and it's important that the ferry gets up as soon as possible. Now, the target date was for the beginning of June. I know in previous years it started earlier, but obviously with this transition led to the delays. So the locks agency was very much involved in conjunction with the Department of Communications in ensuring that the tender in the first instance was put on as a priority, and I would like to acknowledge the officials for that.
In terms of the formal announcement that we understand is to come, the hope obviously, as you say, will be that this will be on the water within weeks. Would it be your hope that we can eventually get back to a point where that ferry operates on a round the year basis?
It's so important from a business planning point of view, and during the recent elections and before that, from speaking to different business people and then the Shone Peninsula, like, they have their own plans, they have their own business projections, and you know, no business can expect to be working on a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis on the basis will it or won't it. And I think this will provide that security. It will allow businesses to do their marketing, and obviously with the wider Wild Atlantic Way connectivity now from Malin Head right through to Fannet into Slieve League and the west of the county, this is an opportunity for businesses in Donegal obviously to look at the southern tourism market, but more importantly the southern tourism market that are going to the north, that are going to the Giant's Causeway, to see if they could try and link in and connect up to that natural connectivity point.
Our understanding is that the company that has the contract is a company which has existing ferry businesses in Northern Ireland. It's an experienced company in this regard. Presumably they'll be bringing their own experience and their own expertise to this, and they believe they can make it work, and that everything that can be done to help that happen should be done.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously the importance of track record and experience is key in relation to ferry operations. And certainly from my contact with the likes of Finnishone Tourism and the people involved in Finnishone Tourism, they see this connecting to Northern Ireland as a natural gateway. And certainly the concept behind the Wild Atlantic Way, while you know the signature points from Slieve League to Fannet to Malin Head are mentioned, the Wild Atlantic Way doesn't just stop in Malin Head. It goes right down into Muff, into, you know, as far as we're concerned in Donegal, we have natural partners there. And I think this ferry is going to continue to build, and there has been a ferry operation there for a number of years, a very, very established piece of infrastructure, and the personnel involved in it have to be commended for their contribution down the years as well.